My name is Lisa Harvey and I'm the brand ambassador for Cork Garden, introducing you to our Blanc de Blanc 2014. In case you haven't yet heard our introductory podcast above, briefly, we are a single estate, family run vineyard and winery set in the heart of Ditchling Village in East Sussex. All our grapes are grown and wines are produced on 7 hectares or approximately 17 acres of south facing slopes opposite the South Downs. All our sparkling wines at Cork Garden are made in the traditional method, i.e. with primary and secondary fermentations in the same bottle, but although we use the same method as champagne, the winemaker Hugo Corney's intention has always been to produce a distinct English style and character and not to reproduce just a copy of champagne. Our sparkling wines are all vintages, so express the character of each individual year's grapes. They are fresh, vibrant, fruit-forward, beautifully balanced wines with the complexity and intensity of aromas and flavours, enhanced by their time on lees, which is a minimum of 24 months in the cellar. All Blanc de Blanc must of course be made from white grapes, and our Cork Garden 2014 vintage is 100% Chardonnay and from a Burgundian clone. The Chardonnay grape has a high natural acidity, so generally needs longer to ripen and mature, especially in England's cool, rather marginal climate. But the combination of Cork Garden's particular micro and mesoclimate with the maritime influence we have helps to moderate extremes of temperature, and Chardonnay seems to thrive on our terroir. In terms of aging and tasting, as we release our wines to demand, our current bottles of Blanc de Blanc 2014 vintage have now been aging on their lees in the cellars for 5 years. It is golden in appearance and dry in style, with residual levels of 8 grams per litre, which gives a perfect balance between the acidity and sweetness of the dosage. This is the addition of sugar and wine, known as liqueur d'expédition, in champagne, which happens post-disgorgement. The fine, smooth bubbles and soft, persistent mousse of the Blanc de Blanc 2014 reveal fresh, lively, citrus, green apple, ripe pear and Gallia melon flavours, tinged with almond pastry and toasted brioche notes. A creamy texture and rounded mouthfeel produce an elegant finesse and a long, complex finish. As a single estate wine with our state-of-the-art winery on site, we benefit from being able to press as soon as grapes are harvested, so the characteristic mineral purity of our Chardonnay fruit is particularly pronounced. Although ready for drinking now, Chardonnay's naturally high acidity structure and depth give Blanc de Blanc long aging potential, and we predict our 2014 vintage will age for up to 15 to 20 years, if you can wait this long, that is. In the winery, our Blanc de Blanc undergoes whole bunch pressing, as with all our sparkling wines, and the resulting first press cuvée is fermented in temperature controlled stainless steel tanks. This anaerobic method of fermentation ensures maximum extraction of fruit flavours and aromatics. The process of malolactic fermentation, or MLF as it's known, then converts the malic acid, naturally found in green apples, to the softer lactic acid, a process used in most traditional method sparkling wines and champagne. Our Blanc de Blanc is ideal as an aperitif, but in terms of food matching, it perfectly complements smoked or shelled fish such as oysters, langoustine, lobster and smoked salmon gravlax, and even fried fish, as its natural acidity will cut through any high-fat foods. Also recommended, any creamy cheeses, particularly camembert or, my personal favourite, Vacherin Mondor. I hope you enjoy savouring many glasses of our Blanc de Blanc 2014 from Davies Wine Cellars, as this is one of our winemakers' favourite evening tipples after another very long day in the winery. Cheers to you all.